If you like round numbers, the Dow went above 22,000 just now. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's just a number, but a milestone is a time to think about the direction of the stock market. In early trading today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average crossed above 22,000 for the first time. It's up 39 points at the moment, about 0.2%. The S&P 500 is up by less than 0.1%. The NASDAQ is up 0.4%, cheered by Apple's 12% boost in profits reported late yesterday. Let's get the longer view now from Susan Schmidt, Senior Portfolio Manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
I guess part of a trend, right? I mean, since really the presidential election, we have the Dow up nearly 20%, just did the math on the S&P up 15.7% since the presidential election. This is a stock market that is a little bit happy-go-lucky.
The Dow and the S&P both up double digits since the start of the year, and investors seemingly are really paying attention to CEOs' messages of good operating profits, a good, stable, underlying economy to operate in, and companies that are overall are doing well.
And they're not paying attention to something. These headlines that seem to come out of Washington every 8.5 seconds, suggesting that the Donald Trump agenda is either on or off, depending on when you look.
The market does seem to be ignoring a lot of the noise and the back and forth that's happening in Washington, instead focusing on what the companies are saying, what the companies are seeing as an outlook, and what the signals are from the underlying economy. That's very important for fundamental long-term investing.
Built upon an assumption that we get some kind of tax changes or tax reform, as at least is being promised from Washington. Now, on Friday, the government's big employment and unemployment reports come out. We get a little bit of a preview today, in a sense. The ADP payroll company takes a look at its private sector payrolls and looked okay, I guess.
It looked fine. So the actual number came out from ADP at plus 178,000 jobs. Expectations were for a number closer to 190,000, but I still think that 178,000 add is within the realm of acceptability to the market. I think the market will be confident here to wait until the government data comes out on Friday. And remember that we're seeing a very positive backdrop right now from earnings reports as companies are coming out talking about how the businesses are doing and what they see for the coming months.
All right. Susan Schmidt at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Newly released federal data show that people in some states could see their health insurance bills go up by 30% next year. This is insurance purchased through the Obamacare marketplaces, if nothing else changes. South Carolina, West Virginia, Idaho, and Iowa could be hardest hit. Now, we've been reporting on the possibility that the Trump administration might work to make those increases even higher to force Congress to act on health care reform. Does nothing ever bring healthcare costs down? You might think generic drugs, which are 9 out of 10 prescriptions, but there's even inflation there, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Guy Vanderleck has taken one 100-milligram dose of Atenolol a day, a generic beta blocker for his high blood pressure, for 10 years. Then this June, he went to his usual pharmacy, and they'd run out. He tried another one. They'd also run out.
I can't get a medication I've been on for years from two of the largest pharmacy providers in the country. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Drug shortages have been creeping up, with as many as 200 shortages on any given day last year, most of them generic. The shortages can be tracked back to the success of the generics program. Since the 1980s, after a branded drug's patent expires, manufacturers dive into the market, pushing prices down 80 to 90%. Awesome for consumers, but pencil-thin margins for drug makers. University of Chicago economist Rena Conti says over time, those tiny profits push some manufacturers to bow out, leaving just a few players.
In the long term, only 2 to 4 manufacturers are actually making these drugs.
This is an old problem, but new research from Conti shows it's now on steroids. Narrow profits, pressure from Obamacare, and recent federal regulations have driven some manufacturers to consolidate. So today, Conti finds 40% of generics are made by just one drug maker. University of Utah pharmacist Aaron Fox, who monitors drug shortages, says that's why it's hard for people like Guy Vanderleck to get his meds.
when there is any type of a supply glitch, a manufacturing problem, a quality problem, it almost always ends up in a shortage.
And of course, the more monopolies there are, the more they can charge what they want. A Government Accountability Office study from last year found more than 20% of generic drugs had more than doubled in price in the last few years. Conti says our system does a great job creating competition. Now we've got to figure out how to preserve it.
We have a regulatory infrastructure that is very focused on pulling competition in to the market, but we have very little assurance that that market will stay competitive over time.
It's beginning to dawn on federal health officials something must be done. One idea is to import generics from overseas when a drug maker jacks up the price. But Conti says Congress and the FDA must come up with a way to encourage companies to jump into markets when monopolies crop up. A tall task, considering those profit margins. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Dan reports from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. And President Trump, early in his tenure, went on a Twitter spree one morning about the high cost of building a new set of Air Force Ones. Now Boeing is looking at cutting the price by using a pair of hand-me-down 747s. They were built for a Russian airline that went bust and never delivered, so it's not like they'd be bugged or something. Anything a president flies gets security and communications upgrades. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM. American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.